It's Christmas time.
Ho, ho, ho.
Y'all know what that means. It's time for big extravagant gifts, the type you find in the driveway. Drive the driveway. Driveway. Drive the driveway. Hey. Driveway. Drive the driveway. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. I've been naughty, but I've also been nice. I made a wish list and I checked it twice. I
want Hello a new and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Hiya. Glad you could join us here on the Tuesday edition of the podcast as we get you ready for a busy weekend of football betting, both in the pros and in the college ranks, with bowl season getting underway. And we're going to get some insights into the pre-New Year's bowl schedule with the help of our good buddy Andrew Cayley later on. And a pretty good week for podcast picks in week 14. The Miami mess on Sunday Night Football dampened what was shaping up to be a pretty solid Sunday. However, we're still in the black as we close in on week 15 here, which gets started with San Francisco at Seattle on Thursday Night Football. And, of course, we're going to have our best bet for that game later on in the show. Joining me behind the scenes at the 600, as always, is my man and my producer, Dell. What's good, buddy? How you hanging in there?
We're doing well. You know, it's starting to snow here in Toronto, so that's never fun. hopefully we can just make our way down to Mexico and do a pod. That would be fun.
Yeah, we'll see if that one's in the budget.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk to the top lads.
Yeah. Yeah. See, like, hey, yeah, I don't know if that one's going to fly, but hey, you never know until you ask.
Work your magic.
I'll start working on my tan.
There
so
you
I don't
go
down there and blind everybody with my chicken skin. All right, so before we start the show here, we remind you that we'd love if you could rate and review the Sharp 600 when you get a moment. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. It helps us make a better show and reach sports bettors like yourself. So if you could take a few seconds, give us a rating and review, that would be much appreciated. All right, so on with the show. 600 seconds here, please.
Welcome to the party, pal.
It's the Tuesday pod, so of course we look at the opening odds and the line moves in the first 48 hours of action for NFL Week 15. And the big mover so far is Dallas at Jacksonville, a game that I pinpointed in my Bet Now, Bet Later article on Sunday night. That comes out when the odds are fresh out of the oven. And I said that if you like the Cowboys, wait it out. This line will shrink, and boy has it. Sharp guys have just been in love with the Jags in the second half of the season. They've been pretty aggressive with the Jaguars over the past 3 weeks, including this week, moving Dallas from -6 to as low as -4.5. Minnesota Vikings open as big as -5.5 for the Saturday showdown with the Colts at home. And this is now as low as -4 with play on Indianapolis. Now, pro guys, they hate Minnesota because the Vikings don't play nice with the analytics despite winning football games. But however, those pro guys were vindicated by Minnesota's bad loss to the Lions last week. Early bird bettors back for more, fading the Vikes, dragging this spread down with play on the Colts. And while not a big line move in terms of scale, the Lions and Jets line, very, very interesting, as we've seen this one go back between Lions -1, Jets -1, some pick'ems on the board. However, the adjustment to the total here is the big move and a hint at maybe how this game plays out. I pointed out in the Bet Now, Bet Later article that the number opened as high as 48 points. It's now down as low as 44.5, a significant slide downwards. You do have a couple injuries for the Jets offense, but nothing too serious. And then this total move tells us that bettors are giving more credit to the Jets defense than the Lions offense, which is playing its first road game in almost a month. The Jets, number 6 in EPA allowed per play since White took over under center. So backing him up with some solid stop unit work. And the number 6 in defensive DVOA on the year. So the Jets, pretty goddamn good defense. While you wrangle with those line moves and the rest of the NFL Week 15 odds here, some situational spots to keep in mind when capping, some spot bets. The letdown spot for Week 15 goes to the Houston Texans, who took on the rival Dallas Cowboys, took them to the limit last week and Sunday, were a goal line stand away from becoming the biggest underdog outright upset in NFL betting history. Of course, though, it didn't happen. Dallas stuffs them. Goes end-to-end, game-winning drive. Texans fall short in a game that was really turned into their Super Bowl in a lost season. Now Houston has to get over that disappointing loss in a hurry, with Kansas City coming to town as 14-point chalk. How much do the Texans have left in the tank, and not the tank, which is probably where they're going now after that loss last week? The look-ahead spot for Week 15 has the Eagles laying 8.5 points on the road in the Windy City against the Bears. The Eagles have been mowing down their last three foes, but could get caught looking past Chicago into an important Christmas Eve showdown with my Dallas Cowboys. That's a big one for us, Dell. The biggest game of the season in the NFC. Philadelphia is playing its second straight game on the road while the Bears are fresh off a bye. Justin Fields resting that shoulder. And then the schedule spot for Week 15 sees the Miami Dolphins in just one of the worst situational squeezes I've seen in a long, long time. The Finns have been on the West Coast for the past 2 weeks with losses to San Francisco and LA. They now play their third straight roadie on a short week with this game in Buffalo on Saturday night. And on top of that, the forecast for Orchard Park is calling for hoth-like temperatures. Get your tauntauns out. Heavy snow, winds over 20 miles per hour. It's a far cry from the sun and the sun and sand of South Beach. Finns, 7.5-point dogs in this revenge game for the Bills. McDaniel playbook stalling out the past two games as well, too. So Dolphins definitely in a sticky situational spot heading into week 15. We're going to talk to Andrew Cayley and get you ready for betting the bowl games, which start this Friday. It's the most wonderful time of the year for football bettors, with bowl season kicking off on Friday and a long list of matchups to keep us warm during the cold holiday season. With us again is Covers College football analyst, my good friend Andrew Cayley, here to talk a little bowl betting with his best bets for the pre-New Year's bowls. We're going to look at just that schedule. And since this is the Tuesday pod and it's Taco, Dell, what does that make it?
Taco fucking Tuesday, baby.
Taco fucking Tuesday. So Taco, tell us here, high level, what makes betting on bowl games different than the regular season for those football bettors that may be new to bowl season?
So we used to put out these bowl betting Bibles every year, which we don't anymore, and I'm not really sure why, but they still ring true today. A lot of they focus in on what you need to be honing in on when you're betting these games, because like you said, they are much different than regular season games. Things like motivation of teams, who has a first year head coach who's taking their team to a bowl game for the first time in his tenure, or who doesn't give a shit if they're playing in the Cheez-It Bowl. Hint, it is Oklahoma. Another is coaching changes. College football is weird because coaches will take new jobs before the season is over and sometimes abandon their current teams, leaving an interim guy to coach in the bowl game. Travel is also a factor. Look for maybe a match where a team has to travel much further than the other, or one team is much closer to their home fan base. But if we still did these bowl betting Bibles, we would now have to do one on the transfer portal. In years past, it was just NFL opt-outs that we would have to worry about heading into bowl games. But now with this transfer portal where you get to keep your eligibility, players, like thousands of players are transferring. And it's just, it's almost staggering to keep up with all of them at this point. So go to covers.com. We have a list of all of the transfers on covers.com right now, and it'll help your handicaps there. Like in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl between Wisconsin and Oklahoma State, both starting quarterbacks are have transferred in this matchup. And the total has dropped from 48.5 to 38.5 in just about a week. And I think that's a common theme this season with so many players entering the transfer portal combined with these coaches changes. I think we're going to see a lot of low scoring games. I'm going to be looking at a lot of unders this season because it's not just the head coaches who change these schools. They usually take a whole chunk of their staffs along with them. So you got a lot of inexperienced play callers in these games.
Okay. So that's how you report. You like a lot of unders here in bowl season. Anything else you're looking at?
We can start with the Fenway Bowl, first inaugural Fenway Bowl, Cincinnati at Louisville. Very unique situation. I'm going the under 21.5 in the first half. Louisville head coach, hopefully I don't screw this up, Scott Satterfield, now the head coach at Cincinnati, the team they're playing in this game after Luke Fickell left for what Wisconsin and Jeff Brohm was rumored to take the Louisville job. You got that, J-Lo? Anyways,
musical chairs. Just tell me who to bet on, goddammit.
Two interim head coaches, two backup QBs. I think that means the conservative play calling early. Both teams good stopping the run. Under 21.5 the first half. Armed Forces Bowl between Baylor and Air Force. This is a service academy game that is not. So that, once again, unders. Air Force runs the ball more than anyone in the country. Baylor isn't far behind at 31st. Both teams can stop the run. I think at under 49.5 is a bit of a gift here. The early money's been on the over, but this is just way too high. Another one, Florida State -7.5 in the Cheez-It Bowl. I hinted at this. Brent Venables' first year in Norman has been a complete disaster. Lincoln Riley lost seven Big 12 games in five seasons. Venables lost six this season. Lots of guys in the transfer portal for the Sooners, while Florida State's a team on the rise. I think they beat Clemson in the ACC title game if they had managed to get there. Jordan Travis, quarterback for Florida State, is outstanding. And this is Mike Norvell's first bowl game with the program, and they're looking for their first win for the program in a bowl since 2017. I think this could be the best team in the ACC next year.
All right. So Taco, with the rundown on bowl season pre-January 1, of course, we'll dive into the BCS and all those New Year's Day bowls in a later podcast. Thanks so much, Taco. All right, 2 minutes real time here on the Tuesday pod. We mentioned at the top of the show, Week 15 gets underway with the Niners visiting the Seahawks on Thursday Night Football. My best bet for that one is San Francisco tight end George Kittle to go over 40 and a half yards receiving, being that this is a short week for the 49ers. Head coach Kyle Shanahan is putting an emphasis on rest and recovery and not so much game planning. They're only going to have one practice before traveling to Seattle. And that means what we saw last week against Tampa Bay will likely carry over to this Thursday game. And rookie quarterback Brock Purdy was steady in his first pro start. He only threw the ball 21 times due to the 49ers just blowing out Tampa Bay, going very run heavy in the second half. But five of those 21 passes went to Kittle. He grabbed four of them. He had just 28 yards receiving. But this being Purdy's first road start in Lumen Field, of all places, one of the toughest venues to play, Kittle is going to be the youngster safety net on Thursday. And Debo Samuel is out, so there are targets up for grabs amongst the receiving core. Kittle has actually played his best ball on the road as well, too, averaging more than 70 yards over four in each of his four away games versus an average of 30 yards in the seven home stands. Seattle has just been shit defending tight ends this season anyway, allowing the fifth most yards to the position and ranked 27th in DVOA versus tight ends. Kittle missed the week two matchup with the Seahawks, but the last time that he played in Lumen Field, guy had himself a day, 9 catches on 12 targets, 181 yards and 2 touchdowns. Now the Seahawks have struggled to stop the run. They're going to be selling out to slow down San Francisco's ground game on Thursday, which means there's going to be some great chances to hit Kittle for gains off of play action. And we saw San Francisco do just that. They hit Ross Dwelly, another tight end, in that week two game for a 38-yard touchdown catch. He was wide open. Kittle has not gone over 30 yards in each of his past three games, but considering the matchup, the situation, Samuel being out, he's got a great chance to go over 40 and a half yards receiving in this one. So a touchdown anytime for Kittle as well, listed at plus 210. I don't hate that either. All right, that's it for this episode of the Sharp 600. Thank you, Dell. Thank you, Taco, for the bowl insights. Thank you for listening. A reminder, please rate and review the Sharp 600 when you get a second. We will talk to you on Friday with our best bets for week 15. Good luck on Thursday night.